AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall in South Carolina overnight, but first, there's more information about a suspected terrorist plot that's forced the cancellation of three Taylor Swift concerts in Austria. Authorities say chemical substances.
The cancellation of the sold-out Eras Tour concerts devastated Swifties across the globe. Many of the fans had spent thousands of euros on travel and lodging. Austrian intelligence said chemical substances were found at the house of a 19-year-old Austrian suspected of planning an attack. It added that just a few weeks ago, the suspect had uploaded an oath of allegiance to the current leader of the Islamic State group to an internet account. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tropical Storm Debbie made landfall near Bulls Bay, South Carolina early this morning. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says it's now heading up the East Coast, where it could dump up to 8 inches of rain along the eastern seaboard.
Flood watches in effect all the way from southeastern Georgia through much of eastern South Carolina, central and eastern North Carolina, much of Virginia, eastern West Virginia, western Maryland, all the way up into central Pennsylvania.
Japan's been hit with a powerful earthquake. Magnitude 7.1 off the eastern coast of the southern island of Kyushu. A new criminal case against President Biden's son, Hunter. Here's our Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors say while his father was vice president, Hunter Biden was hired by a Romanian businessman who was trying to influence U.S. government agencies. Hunter Biden's business associate will testify at the upcoming federal tax trial of the president's son.
Former President Donald Trump is saying that he might be willing to debate Kamala Harris. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, barnstorming in Wisconsin. At the Olympics, the U.S. women's 59th straight win puts them into Olympic basketball semifinals. This is AP News.
The United States maintained its 2-gold lead on China while continuing to lap the field in the overall medal count on day 12 at the Paris Olympics. Quincy Hall's electrifying comeback to win gold in the men's 400 meters headlined the day for Team USA. Hall overcame three runners in the final bend to cross the line in 43.40 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever.
I have a good, great group of guys that I ran against, and all I had to do was just run my race.
The U.S. cycling team of Chloe Dygert, Kristen Faulkner, Jennifer Valenti, and Lily Williams won gold in women's team pursuit. Faulkner has 2 golds in Paris after winning the women's cycling road race.
It's a dream come true.
American Sarah Ann Hildebrandt also took gold in women's freestyle 50 kilogram weightlifting. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.